This show furnished by Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn.
It's time for Gervey's Law, the intersection of law and life, with your host, injury compensation attorney, author, and mentor, Alan Gervey. Alan is managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm who have represented injured workers for over 35 years. Joined today by his co-host, radio personality, and television host, Carrie Kasem. Carrie brings a fresh, real perspective to the intersection of law and life, turning Murphy's Law upside down. And now, here are Alan Gervey and Carrie Kasem.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles. And everyone listening all over the world on KABC.com. I am Alan Gervey, and I am still the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn. And today, as usual, I am here to be the managing partner of your life. And I couldn't manage your life without the beautiful Carrie Kasem.
Huh.
You took your toque off.
I did take the toque off. And that's such a Canadian thing to say. I have to say, you're looking dapper in your Ted Baker suit. Very fit. What are you doing? What's happening here?
I had a big seminar this morning. I actually lectured to about 75 doctors.
Wow.
And it went really well. So I'm still dressed to impress.
Yeah.
And hopefully after the show, I'll be able to relax a bit.
We have to take pictures first.
Why?
Wait, because you look good and we've got like good looking guests.
You've just never seen me this high before because I'm always on a chair that's so low. And this place finally gave me a chair where I can look down on everyone.
It's a high chair.
It's a high chair. I feel like I should be eating baby food. And I think our guests today can relate because they do have a baby and they probably have a high chair and they're probably feeding their 8-month-year-old in the high chair. So we will talk about that. I haven't seen you for a while. We've been bumped because the Los Angeles Kings have been playing on KBC
hockey
for the last 3 weeks. And this past week, actually, my Winnipeg Jets beat the LA Kings.
I bet you're very
in
happy.
In overtime. Yes,
very
my
happy.
My little Hudson was we went to a bar, actually, to watch. It was
with
the first
Hudson?
Time with Hudson. I took him to the bar, Geezer's in Woodland Hills.
Come on. Are you serious?
Yeah, I went there and we watched the game. And Hudson was having a great time, having a beer and having some nachos. It was so much fun.
Your 4-year-old or whatever.
And Harper loved it. They just want to keep going back to the sports bar. And
beer nachos for the kids.
It was amazing. And then it went to overtime and we had to go home and we were lying in bed and on my phone I had the game on and Nancy didn't exactly appreciate that, keeping him up. But they did win. They won in overtime. But the Kings have bumped us, so I haven't seen you for a while.
Yeah, it's been
what have you been up to? You're doing this amazing beauty thing. You're all of a sudden you're like the guru of beauty.
Well, it's not all of a sudden. I've been talking about like beauty and health for a long time. I also had a health show on for many years. And then I did right here on KBC, I did a show with Dr. David Amron and Dr. Paul Nassif. We did a show called Cut Above. And then
yes.
They both went on to two major television
Didn't we
shows.
Have botched. Paul and,
we had
on
Paul
the show on.
On
Botched.
Yeah, we had Paul. Yeah.
I just remember
Your
all the
memory
yeah,
it's is amazing.
Amazing. Yes.
It's like
it is.
They say elephants never forget. Alan Gervey never
I am
forgets.
An elephant.
You really don't forget stuff.
I don't. I do not. But yeah, I'm wishing you all the luck in the world on this because
Thank
I certainly
you.
Think a lot of people need beauty tips.
It's not just on the outside, it's for the inside, you know, to make you feel good. You feel good and you start, you know, your skin feels good too.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it takes a little more than just making your skin feel good to feel good on the inside.
I 100% agree with you. But me, I'm just going with that.
That's a whole nother
subject. Yeah,
you know, making people feel good is such an important thing. There are so many downers, especially with lawyers. There are so many downers with lawyers.
Sure.
But we're privileged today because we're going to talk about a subject in law, no less, that make people feel wonderful, great. It's not adversarial. We're not fighting. We're actually making life, producing happiness in law.
Yeah.
How is that possible with lawyers?
I don't know, but there's always going to be something, you know, there's always going to be something that could go wrong. And I'm sure you have to handle that too. But for the most part,
that's true.
Creating life is a very wonderful thing for
so
most people.
Our first guest is Amani Hansen, and she is a lawyer for Vorzimer Masserman, which is widely regarded as the go-to reproductive law firm in the world. Reproductive law firm. What does that mean? Well, they represent clients across the United States and in different countries throughout the world for family building. It's actually about surrogacy, egg donation, embryo donation. We've never talked about this before, but they make life happen. They build families. So it's going to be really exciting to talk to Amani, and we will talk about the intricacies of a real specialized law that not a lot of people know about, and it's really important. It really is important for a lot of people, and there are a lot of people who have problems having children, and there's also a lot of people who, you know, may not be the same sex, or maybe they are the same sex, and they have to do some surrogacy. So there's a lot of different issues here, and I think Amani can shed light on it. She has been with the firm for a few years. She's a graduate of Texas Tech. The Red Raiders in the NC2A. Amazing. What a team. But also, I'm not going to comment any farther.
You are terrible.
She's a legal insurance expert at creatingfamilies.com. So we will talk to Amani shortly. And then we have a treat because I think Amani knows our second guest.
Oh, maybe just a little.
A little?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Hozelio Hansen played in the NFL for 10 years. He was on the Eagles, the Raiders, the 49ers, a D-back, cornerback. And we're going to talk to him about the situation in the NFL today. And we're also going to ask him some questions about cases that he may have been involved with, whether it was injury cases or actually, importantly, he had a very important case with the custody of his daughter. And it's really interesting to hear how that all worked out. So that is a full show with the Hansons.
With the Hansons. That's why they know each other. Oh, they're married.
They're married? Wait, weren't there Hansons that sang?
Yes.
What was that group?
That went beam, bop, or bop, bop, bop.
Yeah, I think these aren't the Hansons. No, although,
I don't think they're going to sing.
Hozelio's parents are very musical. His father was really involved with music, and his mother also an opera singer. So there is a lot of music, and I think his brother also has been involved, one of them anyway, in music.
I bet he sings. I bet that's like a hidden talent. I bet he's like a full karaoke-er. I know it. I'm gonna make him sing for us.
All right. Well, we are going to take a quick break. And after the break, we're going to bring on Amani Hansen, and we're going to talk about surrogacy, egg donations, embryo donations, and family building. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Hey, Mom and Dad, it's me, the Easter Bunny. Easter's almost here. Since we're all a little busy these days, I've partnered with Personal Creations to make this year's Easter baskets the best yet. Together, we're making extra special baskets personalized with the name of your favorite little bunny. But that's not all. We're filling each colorful basket with free gourmet chocolate, free candy, and even a free plush bunny to hug. Because let's face it, I'm pretty huggable. All for the special price of $19.99. Go to personalcreations.com today. Click the star in the top right corner and enter code 3030 to claim this offer. Plus, when you order today, you'll get 20% off everything else too. Just pick a basket that matches your child's unique personality and enter their very own name. I'll hop to it and do the rest. Easter delivery guaranteed. So, there's still time to order. That's personalcreations.com. Click the star. Enter code 3030. Personalcreations.com. Code 3030.
Attention shoppers, cleanup on aisle 14. Cleanup on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Pickles. Kosher pickles.
Beatboxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer, and checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
The glass is always half full when you're listening to Gervie's Law on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me.
Oh, yeah.
Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me.
Yeah.
You know how I like it when you loving on me. I don't want
to. Do I have to talk? Can I just listen?
I bet a lot of people would appreciate that.
If I didn't talk.
Love, Drake.
I know. Canadian. Mm. A lot of Canadian content here.
Wasn't he like, he was an actor first. On like Degrassi.
Nickelodeon? Was it?
Yeah, no, it was Degrassi. Like he was like,
yes, on Degrassi
High,
how do you
right?
know about Degrassi?
I went to school with people that were on Degrassi.
I grew up watching it.
Yeah. When I went to acting school, there was a couple kids that were from Canada that were on Degrassi.
Toronto, that's right.
Yes.
Yes. Around Briar Hill, Drake grew up in that area, in the Forest Hill area. And now he's a big Raptors fan. But we have more important things to talk about than Drake.
And Raptors?
And
really?
The Raptors. They're having
so
a great
anything,
year.
Sports
having a great
for
year.
You is like above everything.
No, it isn't. Just because I'm sitting up so tall in this big chair, I'm not above everyone. So we're going to talk now to Imani Hansen. We talked about Imani just before the break. She works for Vorzimer Masserman, which is a firm dedicated for much of their practice. They've got other areas of practice, but they talk about they're a reproductive law firm.
Yes.
They're reproducing families. They're building families. Imani, welcome to Gervie's Law.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
It's great to have you. And it's such a unique specialty in law. How does someone who goes to Texas Tech and then goes to Rutgers Law School, how do they end up doing fertility legal work?
So actually, it was just really fate. I do have a science background, although that's not how I got into this field of law. I thought I was going to be a patent lawyer, but I do have a biochemistry undergrad and thought I was going to go to medical school, but that didn't work out. But I actually was working out at Equinox in Woodland Hills and met one of the partners at the firm, Dean Masterman's wife, and I started interning there, and then they offered me a full-time position, and I've been there ever since. I'm in love with
wow.
what I do.
Wow.
Best Equinox in L.A.
Ever.
Ever. I went to the other ones. I'm sorry. I have, you know.
Wait a second. Carrie,
it is the best.
We're talking about fertility legal.
Yeah, but look, she got a job out of Equinox.
Know,
the
right?
Rock works out of Equinox.
Did you know anything about this very specialized area? I mean, obviously everyone understands fertility and they understand how difficult and the complexities of that area. But legal work? I would never think of it.
No, not at all, actually. But I learned very quickly. Our law firm has been doing this for almost 25 years. We do so many cases a year. It's crazy. I'm talking hundreds. Surrogacy alone, we're talking almost 400 plus cases a year. So I learned very quickly. But it's a really awesome area of law. We build families. We don't fight all the time. It's great. And there's always a happy ending. Well, not always, but most of the time there's a happy ending. We go from 0 to 100, like Drake.
Now, I read, that's good, keeping the theme going. I read that there was 1.5 million patients who seek medical treatment for infertility in a year alone.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do they end up with you? I mean, I know a lot of people who have involved with doctors with fertility. Why does it become a legal issue? And what are those issues?
Okay. So infertility in general, surrogacy comes into play. It's basically the last resort. There's a lot of medical care that happens before you get to surrogacy. Surrogacy is at the point where your doctor says, look, you can't carry a child on your own. You're going to need a surrogate. Or if you're dealing with egg donation, if someone needs a donor, they need to go to that resort.
Right.
So then we're dealing with that as well. But in the surrogacy world, unless you're basically a same-sex couple, obviously that's not an issue. They didn't deal with infertility, but they need help to carry for someone to carry their biological child for them.
Right.
So for the most part, when it comes to those numbers or statistics you're talking about, it's a lot smaller group of people who actually need surrogacy and go that route. But those clients that do come to our door need lawyers. The lawyer is actually a very pivotal part of the process. You have a lot of professionals involved in a surrogacy arrangement. You have obviously the doctors. You have agencies that help match you or find you a surrogate. And then you need your lawyers to kind of A, guide you through the process, and B, draft contracts between the parents and the surrogate that is very intricate. And also to finalize your parental rights. Someone else is carrying the baby. Mm-hmm. Who are the parents? And making sure that is done. Thankfully, we live in a state where surrogacy is a very surrogacy friendly state. We have great laws on point that are very favorable for anyone really to come to California. So people do come from all over the world to California to have babies. And we're able to establish their parental rights before a baby's born. So you definitely need lawyers to do this.
Now, are there surrogates that basically live off of being surrogates? Like they say, hey, I'm going to carry a baby every year, every 2 years. I'm just like, and do that.
Masochist.
Seriously.
I hope not. That is not the point of surrogacy. We're not trying to exploit people and just
Exploit. Like they want to. Hey, I'm going to carry your baby for a couple hundred grand or whatever. Yeah. I can do one every, two, 3 years.
I'm just saying,
I don't know how much
it's not that. Wait a second. It's not that much, is
no.
it? Because
so
I'm going to do
think
it
enough
if it's that much.
To even really live off for the rest of your life or anything like that. Surrogates are doing it for way more than the money. This is, I think, their contribution to the world. This is their way to give back to the world.
Yeah.
They single-handedly change people's lives, and they see it happen over that nine-month period. It's a really, really amazing thing to see. So thank you to all the surrogates out there, because without them, a lot of parents wouldn't be parents right now.
That's right. Do they have any rights, the surrogates? Because I read on your website that said you've never had a problem with someone else carrying the baby. Are there any rights? Can they fall in love with their pregnancy?
Okay, so that's the million-dollar question that a lot of people ask. So does a surrogate ever want to keep the baby?
Yeah.
No. That really doesn't happen.
There was one that I read of.
There was one case. It was a very unique situation. It was a surrogate was pregnant with triplets with an single intended father that was from Florida who was deaf. And part of their contract was that if she was pregnant with, that basically she would reduce if he asked her to in that sense, if there were triplets or more. She was supposed to reduce, refused to reduce, wanted to carry all three. Because of that controversy, she ultimately wanted to establish herself as the parent of the children, felt like he wasn't fit to be a parent because his financial means and the fact that he was deaf and as a single father, she felt like he couldn't take care of those children, but under California law, she is not the parent of the child or children. So she had
and
no rights in that case.
And that's something that the lawyer would do.
So that's why you make sure you have a good lawyer.
What was the outcome?
She did not have, they did not rule that she had any parental rights in
any
way.
So three kids went to him?
Went to him, absolutely.
See, to me, how do you do that? How do you have twins or triplets? I can understand having eight children and like reducing or like, the other kids might live, but to have two or three and take your twin or triplet away, to me,
So the difference in a surrogacy arrangement is the key thing is she's not the mother. There's no parental right between the surrogate and the child to start with. Under California law, it's based on the intent of the parties, which means that it's the intent of the surrogate to bear a child on someone else's behalf, so she doesn't have any parental rights to start with. You're not really terminating them. You're just establishing.
Right, but that's contractual, isn't it?
Yeah, it's contractual and legal, like case law in California establishes that.
But they can't force her to get to like take.
No.
Right?
No.
So, okay. Because to me, that's like, if you're going to have I have different opinions on abortion, but to have babies and to be a surrogate and all of a sudden you're having two or three, and then they're going to be healthy, they're okay. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, no one really terminates or reduction issue is a little different, but in a termination scenario, no one's ever terminating a healthy child. In the scenario, I mean, they've come this far to have a child.
Yeah.
They're definitely not going to terminate unless there's something.
So you've never had a problem
with that.
What problems do you have?
So, like Carrie mentioned here, is that a woman has a fundamental right to decide to make decisions regarding termination. It's her body. We have famous Roe v. Wade.
Yes,
we have constitutional rights.
Right.
So this is actually a very hot topic in the surrogacy world, because is a language in a contract asking a surrogate to terminate a pregnancy, is it really enforceable or not?
And when you say language in the contract to terminate a pregnancy, who would put that language in?
So it's in every single surrogacy contract. When a match happens, one of the key things you talk about is what's your position regarding termination? Are you okay to terminate if it is determined that there's something wrong with the baby, always in that scenario, would you be willing to terminate the pregnancy? Most of the time it's not an issue. Most surrogates go into it. It's kind of a controversial field anyway. So if you're willing to be a surrogate, a lot of times you're a little bit more open-minded.
Open. Yeah.
So in a lot, the idea a lot of times is that, well, it's not my child. It's not for me to make the decision. It's their child. So I'd be willing to do what they, you know, if they ask me to do that. But sometimes there are surrogates who have religious or whatever issues with doing it. I mean, that should be screened out
but
at the very beginning.
But isn't that a strange thing? And we've talked on this show a lot about abortion and about religious rights, about the cake, the masterpiece cake, Supreme Court case that we talked about with religious rights to make a cake for a gay couple, the Colorado case. So why would a surrogate, if they had any of these religious convictions, why would they be in that position or put themselves in that position?
Or why would anybody use a surrogate that had
that? True.
Well,
well, there's a couple things. I mean, usually someone who would be in that position would be matched with parents who feel had the same beliefs. And that happens.
Do you have anything to do with that, or you don't get involved at that end?
We get involved at the contract phase. So usually we hope this has been screened out ahead of time. More times than you think in the contract phase we're dealing with it. I actually had this scenario come up a couple times in the last 2 months where there were differing opinions at the time of contracts. In one situation, the match broke, and we would advise clients, don't go forward if this is an issue.
Yeah.
Because if it became an issue and the surrogate refuses to terminate, we cannot run to court and ask her or force her, or get a judge to force her to terminate a pregnancy. That'll never happen. But if a contract says she agrees to do it and she doesn't, you still have a breach of contract where you can seek damages and go to court and have certain rights or leverage to stand on. But that's why this is such an important topic to discuss before you get into the process.
Now, I have to ask this.
And I know
this
you
is,
do.
And you have to because...
You just have to.
Yes. Now, I'm not saying I would do this, but if the parents know that the surrogate's not going to terminate a child that will probably be on either life support or very sick the rest, can they say, okay, you keep the baby?
No.
Oh.
Absolutely I'm just
not.
Saying. That's a
great question. That's a great question.
You just say because you don't like the baby?
No, it has nothing to do with that. No,
it's ugly. No. I don't want it. We have good-looking kids.
Ugly and terminal and sick are completely different.
So when you enter into a surrogacy agreement, in every scenario, no matter what the breach is, no matter what happens, no matter what the situation, there's only one exception. The intended parents will always be the legal parents of the child. There's no return policy.
I'm saying if you can't afford, like these parents that can't afford this treatment because the baby's like going to either die when it's born, or the whole life of the child is going
Carrie,
to have to take care of.
That's why we have people like Imani handling these situations.
That would
absolutely
terrify me.
That's why you have to make sure you talk about it.
Yeah.
The only exception to that rule is if it ends up the surrogate is genetically related to the child, then it's her child. Because then obviously they didn't bear a child from the contemplated by the contract.
Well, that's interesting.
Cool. But Karen and I just looked at each other like, what?
That doesn't happen
and
either.
And then it hit us. It's like, oh,
so
that's messed up.
And that really doesn't happen. That kind of scares a lot of clients too. That really doesn't. I mean, there was one case that just happened, I think last year, with surrogate was pregnant with twins. And then they found out it was with... I think Chinese intended parents, I believe. So when the babies were born.
And they were Chinese?
Baby was Asian. The other baby didn't look Asian. And then they found out it was actually the surrogates. But there was some medical, I don't know if thing happened, where she basically got pregnant on her own at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so what happened with that?
So then she got to end up keeping her baby.
A black kid and an Asian kid.
Whoa.
So that was black. But yeah.
So her egg and the other egg.
Yeah, so it's like basically
a
fluke.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's like a total one in a bazillion chance.
If I'm a lawyer, I want that case because I think I can even though I don't do surrogacy law, I could figure that out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah, you look at the baby.
I definitely don't want that case, but yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I want to know... You talk about egg donation and embryo donation. Tell us the ins and outs in that because, you know, for me, I'm not really up on this topic as I should be. Maybe I shouldn't because, you know, I'm not involved, but...
Okay.
Tell us about the egg donation and the embryo donation, the differences and why people do it.
Okay, so typically egg donation is a lot more common than embryo donation. But in an egg donation scenario, if a woman is unable or her eggs are not, she's not getting pregnant, basically.
Yeah.
She can resort to using an egg donor. Also for same-sex couples, for two men, they will need an egg donor in order to create an embryo with one of the parents being the biological father. And so in that case, we do agreements between an egg donor and intended parents. An embryo donation situation is actually when embryos are already created and someone isn't going to use the remaining portion of their embryos, they can donate them. And that actually leads to a really important thing to talk about is embryo you know, people create embryos that don't necessarily need a surrogate, but that go through IVF, because there's a lot more people who go through IVF than surrogacy alone.
And that's
so,
in vitro.
Yeah, yeah. In vitro. So if when you're going through IVF and going through in vitro, you're creating a bunch of embryos. And what do you do with those embryos? Yeah. And what happens to them? And that kind of leads on to that.
So how do you deal with that as a lawyer?
So with regards to that, we lawyers kind of step in a couple different ways. The big way and the way we don't want to step in is when there's an issue with disposition. So let's say, so every clinic, when you do create embryos, you're signing consent forms in a clinic that says what happens to these embryos when, if you guys break up, if you get divorced, if you die, if both of you die, what's going to happen? And so usually that takes care of what happens to these embryos. You can donate them, yeah. They can discard them, or you can donate them.
And you advise on that?
We don't necessarily advise on each one of those consent forms, no, but we actually, our office does do something called a reproductive estate plan, which is basically a will for your embryos, which has a little bit more teeth or bearing than just what you get in a clinic, which is actually a good option for a lot of people.
What about Sofia Vergara? What happened in that case? Did she actually have, now this is, was that?
We only have a minute.
Okay,
so.
But we can ask this question and then we'll keep people on the hook. They're going to want to hear this when we come back.
This is a cliffhanger?
Yeah, it's a cliffhanger. Something that's been talked about for the last 2 years. I want to know though.
You want to know everything. You're an inquisitive person.
Yeah. Should be holding up
a good thing.
Do you have a tease before we go to the break, Imani? On that question from Carrie?
So basically...
Just a tease.
So don't people put the really pressure
want,
on her
yeah,
like
just
that.
So people want to hear when they come back.
So I'll just say that her ex-fiance, he felt like he had a right to use those embryos. ...
That's very good. And we're going to leave it at that. We're talking to Imani Hansen. She's with Vorsever Masterman. That's a mouthful. And we are going to bring on her husband after the break, Hoselio Hansen. And we're going to talk a lot more about this and other subjects. You know, it's interesting because I'm just looking at the TV right now. And this past week.
Look at that.
Gloria Allred, yeah. Who's been on the show too many times.
No,
many
not times. Enough.
Not enough. Because of the Trump lawyer is going to appeal the decision of her client, Summer Zervos, who she's talked about many times on the show,
oh, yeah.
And the defamation case against President Trump that is moving forward, apparently. So as I look at it, it reminds me, Genevieve, let's get Gloria back on the show maybe next week. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Have you or someone you know been injured on the job? Rowan Gervie and Wynn Lawyers understand that physical and emotional workplace injuries severely impact your life. You have rights when injured at work, but you need an advocate to avoid getting lost in the red tape of a broken system. Rowan Gervie and Wynn Lawyers fully understand the complex workers' compensation system and will protect your rights if you've been injured on the job. RGW Lawyers won't give up when the insurance company fails you, and they have years of experience with catastrophic injuries like brain injuries, strokes, chemical exposure, cancers, and death. RGW Lawyers are compassionate and aggressive with over 40 years of advocacy for the rights of injured workers and have helped people change their lives with some of the largest settlements in California. You need someone in your corner if you're suffering from a work-related injury. Rowan Gervie and Wynn Lawyers will fight to get you the medical treatment you need. A workplace injury can happen at any time. Put this number in your phone now. 855-4-RGW-LAW. 855-4-RGW-LAW or go to rgwlawfirm.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, this may be the last time you ever have to think about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started on the hair gain train is a text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text FINAL to 85850. Bosley is America's number one hair restoration expert, trusted by people all over the country and founded right here in L.A. Check them out now in Beverly Hills, Newport Beach, Westlake Village, or Ontario, and let Bosley show you for free how great your hair could look. Bosley uses the latest technology, and their solution is permanent. You're going to love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting FINAL to 85850. Don't forget, that's FINAL to 85850.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News Update. I'm Steve Cumming. Students continue to participate in March for Our Lives events across the country in support of stricter gun laws. Correspondent Miguel Marcus is in downtown L.A. with details.
It is an enormous crowd here. Many, many thousands of people have turned out, which is difficult to do in Los Angeles on a good day. The signs here run the gamut. People are upset at politics in general, certainly at the NRA, at the Republican Party, but even Democrats. The idea of money in politics is a very big theme here today. People talking about trying to get money out of politics.
To hear the National Rifle Association tell it, today's marches were orchestrated by billionaires in Hollywood to push an anti-gun agenda. On Thursday evening, NRA TV posted a clip on its YouTube channel entitled A March for Their Lives, where the host addressed the Parkland students and said if their friends hadn't died, no one would know their names. KABC SoCal weather, partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s to lower 50s. More news coming up and continuous coverage on KABC.com. I'm Steve Cumming, Talk Radio 790, KABC News.
You've heard of Murphy's Law, but have you heard of Gervie's Law? Anything that can go wrong can be made right. Now, here are your hosts, Carrie Kasem and Alan Gervie.
Yeah, we're back. A little change from Drake there. Ooh, are you singing now? I'm doing your karaoke?
A little karaoke.
Carrie Kasem.
Carrie Kasem.
The Japanese Carrie. Karaoke.
Karaoke.
Very good. Karaoke. So we're talking to Amani Hansen, who is with the Vorzimer. What's his first name?
Andrew.
Andrew Vorzimer and Dean Masterman.
Yeah, Andrew Vorzimer, the baby maker.
They are the baby. This is the firm that you go to when you want to have babies, make babies, expand the family, or create a family. And before the break, Carrie, you created a cliffhanger. It was really little, but go ahead.
Well, I just want to know because, you know, regarding Sofia Vergara and what happened with her embryos and exactly, there's an egg in the sperm. When you put them together, then you freeze the embryo, correct?
Yes, that creates an embryo.
That creates the embryo. And so that means that her ex, that was like his baby too.
Yeah.
What went on? What happened?
So the general long story short is two people can create embryos, which is what they did. When they do create embryos, again, they're signing documents in a doctor's office saying what will happen if they split up, one of them dies, they both die. What do we do with these embryos? What you sign in the clinic stands. So in that case, they signed that if they split up, they would discard those embryos. Nobody could use them.
Right.
And he wanted to use them anyways. Long story short, he cannot use them if that's what he agreed to. Those consent forms have weight.
Good.
That's why what you sign in the doctor's office is critical.
Interesting. When we talk about contracts, lawyers know that, you know, you have to be very careful. And what the contract says, for the most part, that's what the courts are going to uphold.
And I mean, it shows the character of the guy. Really? You guys broke up. Now you want to have her child?
Okay. And
you,
right.
So you
well,
have
I'm
nothing
talking
to do
about
with it.
Law.
Sorry, that's my opinion.
I know. You
it's my editorial for today.
I wonder why.
That guy, I'm sorry. I'm so glad she got away from him. Bingo.
Boom. What's it like being married to an NFL football player?
Oh, man.
Man.
What's my college sweetheart?
What? Really?
So he's not even an NFL footballer. He's just your college sweetheart.
I knew him since I was 18 years old. So
wow, Hoselio Hansen.
Hey.
Hey, you played for the Eagles. Congratulations on the Super Bowl.
Thank you.
Where's your ring?
Well, I wish I could have got a ring. But
where is your ring?
I'm a few years too late.
You could go back. Give him a call.
I did.
They
didn't return my call.
They didn't return your call.
Where does Hoselio come from, the name?
My mother's from Panama.
Okay.
So it's Jose. They just added a Leo
on it. It's fancy. It's a fancy.
I've never heard it before. It's cool. Yeah.
And your brothers all have names with a J.
Okay, let's go through them. Juan. The oldest.
Yeah.
Then Julio.
Jacinto.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Javier. And then me, Hoselio.
Hoselio.
I'm probably the only person in the world with that name, probably.
Really? You've never come across anyone?
I've Googled it. I haven't seen it.
No?
I've never
come
heard
across
of it.
Anybody.
It's very cool. So do you speak Spanish?
I wish.
Nah. I wish I spoke Arabic.
One of my brother does.
Yeah.
Really?
One of my brothers
Juan?
Speaks Spanish. Julio does.
Oh.
Juan.
Juan seems like he would speak Spanish.
Juan did. But he did. He did take it on his own to go learn. So it was more.
Joseli, you have a real success story because, you know, let's face it, you're not the biggest guy in the world. Maybe pound for pound, you may have been the toughest cornerback on the Eagles. But it's, you know, in the day and age where you get these corners who, like Xavier Rhodes, for instance, on the Vikings, 6'2 or 6'3, going up against some of these really big receivers, how did you do it? And you rose, you went to Texas Tech, and then you weren't drafted, signed as a free agent with the 49ers.
You know what? I don't know how I did it, man. I would say just a lot of prayer, man. God, a lot of help from God.
A lot of hard work too.
But
that's pure persistence. Yeah.
5'9", 185 at cornerback in the NFL is not that big, and a lot of receivers are 6'4", 6'2", 6'3". Yeah. So for me, the last 10 years, I mean, I feel like it was a great accomplishment for me. And I mean, I wouldn't call it luck, but I would call it, I was fortunate to be hardworking. And
do the guys in the dressing room look at you differently if you're not like Asante Samuels or something, you know?
We all know who can play, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you can play, you can play. I mean,
and it doesn't matter what your name is.
Asante Samuels, 5'11". I mean, I'm 5'9". 2 inches is like...
Is it true that you gave up your number when he was traded?
I did give up my number.
To the Eagles?
Yeah, he gave me a little conversation for that.
Oh, he did?
I thought it was
out of the goodness of your heart.
Oh, no. You gotta, I'm a businessman too now.
That's awesome. Good for you. Seriously. Good.
That's nice. He's a businessman.
So I had 22, then I switched to 21, so I didn't mind that.
21's better.
Yeah, 21 might be a little better anyway.
I think so.
So when you're in the league for as long as you are, and then they start looking at cutting the money, I mean, now it's such a money game with the salary caps, and we're seeing it this year. We're seeing so many, you know, the Honey Badger was let go by Arizona because of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And how does that make you feel when you've been in? You know, you're probably better than the younger guys, but they're signing for these rookie contracts or post rookie contracts.
Yeah,
is that what happened with the Eagles?
Basically, when you come in as a rookie, you're making around $300 to $350. As a 10-year veteran, your minimum is like over $1 million.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the way the business works in the NFL, you can get three young guys for the price of one veteran. So that's what makes it so tough to stay in this type of business.
Yeah, the average career is about 3.5 years
for
an NFL
just
player.
They want to get the young guys in and pay them less. And
is there resentment some of the older guys who know they can play?
Of course, but you got to understand, it is business. It's business. Yeah. I mean, you got to put yourself in the owner's shoes. I mean,
unless you're playing really well and then you're winning or you're getting to, you know, I mean, you're making money for the team. They keep you, right? I mean, so you have an older team. Like, would the Patriots be more of an older team?
Just the quarterback.
I was just about to say that. The quarterback stays for as long as he wants. If he's playing well, they're going to keep him because it's hard to find a good quarterback out there. But cornerbacks, they want the young guy from college to come in and play special teams and go hit somebody it's a tough business.
But if you said, hey, you know, I'll reduce my rate or I still want to play, do they allow that or no?
They don't allow that. The way the contracts work is if you're a 10-year veteran, you make this. The lowest you can make is this.
Union work is they can't be, you know, you're not going to bust the union and say, you know, oh, I'm going to play for nothing because I just want to play.
Yeah.
That's
I would be like, I'll play for $500,000.
Sure.
Just to stay in.
Yeah, but, well, a lot of people would, obviously. Yeah. I mean, look at Adrian Peterson. Yeah. You know, who knows if he's going to get a job this year. But, you know, you talked about, you know, the hitting and the you just said that, you know, the young guys coming in. Did you ever feel like your body was in trouble at any point in your career? I mean, you look pretty healthy. I know you did have a workers' comp case as most NFL players have or will have.
Mm-hmm. I was lucky, man. I was very fortunate not to have big injuries. No knee problems, no shoulder problems. My fingers are tore up, but
that's from tackling.
Tackling,
oh, wow.
Grabbing.
They don't even straighten out. Yeah.
Yeah. they're pretty tore up. So
yeah,
my wedding picture wasn't that nice.
Is that true, Imani?
Having my
yes.
wedding, yeah,
yes.
my pinky
really?
Messed up right next to my wedding finger. That's not cool, but
yeah. Well, you know, those are minor things. You never had any head injuries, or are you, like, what do the players talk about with the concussion litigation that's going on now?
I had one concussion.
That you know of?
That I know of, major. Yeah. That I know of. That we were playing against Green Bay Packers. Brett Favre was the quarterback. It was in the fourth quarter, and I went up for a tackle with a running back, and I guess I hit him on his knee.
Who was the running back? Was it Lacy or someone like that?
It might have been Lacy.
I mean, because he's a big dude. He's got some big legs.
This was 2007.
I don't know if it was. Yeah, anyway. Yeah.
But I got up to run off the field, and I just stumbled and fell.
Wait a second.
I got up like I thought nothing was wrong. I got up and started running off the field. Bam, bam, bam. Then all of a sudden I just hit the ground. Bam.
Whoa. Oh,
wow.
They said, stay down. Stay down.
And you were just like.
I was out.
You were out.
Wow.
They said, you have a concussion. I said, what?
What kind of concussion protocol did they have back then?
Oh,
go
man.
back on the field?
Yeah, no. Almost. But basically, I had to actually stay out the game. Went back to Philly that night, and then the next morning I had to get up early and take tests on a computer. And
they didn't take you to the hospital to do any scans?
No, I had to take tests on memory. And
you didn't you dropped to the ground, and they didn't take you to the hospital?
No. You do tests on your memory.
Really? On the computer.
But what if you're getting tired? Do they have somebody watching you for the night?
No.
But this is ridiculous.
Anything could have happened.
So my brother had head injuries when we were kids all the time because he played all these sports. So I remember having to wake up. We were on turns. Like, he had quite a lot of concussions, which I'm really worried for him later in life. But we would get up every 2 hours, one of us, and watch him and wake him and make sure he was okay. Because if you don't wake or if you're tired during the day, that's a major problem. It's swelling the brain.
And
so
Imani,
really
you
surprised.
Weren't there at the time. That was when you were...
Not in 2007, no.
No, were you in law school or...
Not yet.
Not yet.
That was the next year I started law school.
And you were doing the research grant or something, didn't you?
Yeah, that's
when
I was working in D.C.
In D.C.
I actually got a phone call when that happened. Someone called, a friend of mine called and was like, oh my gosh, Celio's down. There's a game. And I was like, Ashley was worried. But I didn't call him.
Oh, you didn't call. You guys weren't together then.
No.
Okay.
But I'm sure it's tough to watch when something like that happens to see those kind of injuries.
Absolutely. I think one time, and it wasn't even an injury. It was actually a good thing. He had a 98-yard touchdown. And after the touchdown, all I knew is I saw that they had oxygen masks on him, and I didn't know any better. I just knew there was oxygen masks, and I thought something was wrong, and I started, you know, freaking out.
No, that's a good thing.
Yeah, that was a good thing. I didn't know. I just saw oxygen masks, and I was just like, did something happen?
If you have an opportunity to run 98 yards.
Yeah, his best friend was there. I was like, no, that's he's fine. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that was an interception return into the end zone. Nice.
Against the Cowboys, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you talk about all this, there's also like political issues that have been dogging the NFL, the Colin Kaepernick thing. Yeah. Did any of that exist when you played? You last played in what, 2013 or when you played for the Raiders?
2013, yeah.
Yeah, the Raiders. Yeah.
I think it started the year after that.
It was after that.
I mean, I give it to him. He's a revolutionary.
He has no job.
That might be the issue there, though. I mean,
what do the players talk about when they see stuff? And again, you weren't there at the time, but are people supporting him, but they don't want to do it in the public because they don't want to lose?
Yeah, I mean, it's sad, man. I mean, it's just going to scare all the people in the future that want to stand up for something.
Yeah.
And they're going to be scared to stand up because... they're scared of their job security.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, though, that the NFL is the place to do it? Because a lot of people say they support the cause, they understand what he's saying, but why do it in the NFL game with the national anthem?
I feel like he did speak with a veteran, a military veteran, and the military veteran said, I mean, we understand, that's what we fought for you to have freedom of expression, freedom of speech, silent protest.
Yeah.
I feel like... when it comes down to it, the flag represents what he did, basically, the freedom to do, to express what he feels.
I think that is so true because absolutely. That's also, we have radio hosts that freedom, you can say whatever you want, but there are consequences. Yeah. But I love this country because you can say what you want. Mm-hmm. You're allowed to protest. You're allowed to go against the government. Yeah. You're allowed to say that, but there are consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't realize that. Well, that's my right. Sure, it's your right, but it's my right not to like it. And to go against that.
And you know what, Carrie and Jose, just hold on. Yeah. It's my right to take a break.
we have to
get our sponsors in here.
All
so
right.
I'm going to exercise my right, and we're going to be back after the break with Imani Hansen and Jose Hansen. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
join the Fuel Rewards program at Shell and get instant gold status, you'll save on every fill, every day.
But you'll feel like you just won a dance-off competition that saved the world.
That's what it feels like to have gold status with the Fuel Rewards program at Shell. With gold status, you'll save 5 cents with every gallon from the first fill. Download the Fuel Rewards app, join, and start saving today. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full details.
Have you or someone you know been injured on the job? Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers understand that physical and emotional workplace injuries severely impact your life. You have rights when injured at work, but you need an advocate to avoid getting lost in the red tape of a broken system. Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers fully understand the complex workers' compensation system and will protect your rights if you've been injured on the job. RGW Lawyers won't give up when the insurance company fails you, and they have years of experience with catastrophic injuries like brain injuries, strokes, chemical exposure, cancers, and death. RGW Lawyers are compassionate and aggressive with over 40 years of advocacy for the rights of injured workers and have helped people change their lives with some of the largest settlements in California. You need someone in your corner if you're suffering from a work-related injury. Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers will fight to get you the medical treatment you need. A workplace injury can happen at any time. Put this number in your phone now. 855-4-RGW-LAW. 855-4-RGW-LAW or go to rgwlawfirm.com.
Norm's Bigger Better Breakfasts are back for just $6.99. Bacon, eggs, sausage, ham, golden hash browns, and scratch-made buttermilk hotcakes. All day, every day for $6.99. Norm's Restaurants.
Learn to help protect your retirement from the next stock market crash. Don't miss the free Money Matters Retirement Seminar, 7 p.m. Tuesday at DoubleTree by Hilton Irvine Spectrum. Go to moneymatters.net. That's moneymatters.net to reserve your seat now or call 800-994-0302.
Welcome back to Gervey's Law, turning Murphy's Law upside down on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Can we name that tune? You got it?
Some 90s R&B. Well, no. Cardi B and...
He's got it.
How do you know that?
Wow.
Cardi Bruno Mars. B and Bruno Mars. Yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
Very good.
Roselio Hansen comes up. There were no cue cards, no clues.
Amani, sounded like a boy band.
Yeah, no, I didn't know. Amani, I mean, now I get it. Yeah, that's true. Amani was looking at him like, wow, I'm impressed with my husband.
No, he knows every song. It comes out, like, it came out 2 minutes ago. He knows. He's ready. He's downloading it.
So his mom is an opera singer, and he comes from a musical family. That means he can sing. So I know you can. And don't lie. So I want to hear something.
Wow, that's putting the guy on the spot.
Because he can sing.
Bruno
I know.
I'm not a singer. No. I mean, I could sing in the shower.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
No, don't tell him.
He's about to do it.
No,
he was about to.
You were about to. I'll sing something with you.
We should bring my brother on, probably.
Yeah.
My brother's a really good singer.
What's
Julio Hansen.
Julio
Hansen. What's your go-to karaoke song?
I like to do rap songs.
Let's hear it. Come on, it's fun.
Now, what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. Me, the crew, and my friends can try and move your feet. That is in Hotel.
Love, how you doing? We'll have a hang.
All right, can we move on?
Listen,
a Fresh Prince. Yes. We want to talk about something that's really important. Many years ago, about 4 years on the show, we had Jason Patrick, the actor,
yes.
And he was in a custody dispute over Gus.
Yeah.
And his attorney, Fred Silverberg, who was also on the show, talked about how difficult it is for a man in certain circumstances to gain custody of a child. Now, you have set a tone for a lot of men, football players, basketball players, non-athletes alike, by gaining custody of your daughter, Skylee, right?
Yes. It is possible. A lot of men don't want to go those kind of heights to try to, you know, get custody of their daughters because they feel like it's impossible. But if you really believe in it, if you really believe you can provide better education, better...
Parenting,
yeah, exactly. Then you should go for it.
And you have believed since you have retired from the NFL, it has been a real focused family. I mean, that has been something that's been near and dear to your heart.
Oh, yeah.
Amani, you were involved, your firm actually was involved, Versmer Masterman, with this case.
Yeah, so Dean Masterman is the attorney that does family law in our office, and he's the head attorney on this case.
And they were successful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Based on the best interest.
Took a couple
of
years, though. So yeah. Mm-hmm. A couple of trials, but...
And how's Skylee doing now?
She's doing great. She, straight A's.
Really?
She was getting D's and F's, missing school, and...
Wow.
And now she's missed one day in 3 years. And,
that's awesome.
And mostly A's. You know?
And Amani, isn't it just about the best interests of the child?
Absolutely. I don't think he went into it thinking, oh, I'm just going to go fight for custody and take her away from her mom. That's absolutely not the intention. The intention really, I think, was getting equal share and getting growing a relationship with his daughter and having parenting time and being able to spend time with his daughter, which he wasn't able to, I guess, to a certain extent. And then as the case evolved and facts were being put out, basically, really it was just kind of determined that she would have be in a better situation with her dad. And one of the big reasons, not only best interest, and one of the best interest factors is which parent is going to foster a relationship, the child with a relationship
with
both
other
parents.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Equally.
Yes.
And our relationship is 100 times better now than it could ever be.
Him, well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And that's another thing, so
good.
That men should know. A lot of times I think they feel, and this is just a very stereotypical general statement that I'm going to make, but a lot of times they feel like the moms are keeping the child away from them or punishing them indirectly by keeping the child
away.
They
are. It's not general. Yeah. I've seen this all the time. And those are the most hateful people to do that to a child. I don't care what you feel about it. I don't care if this guy's cheated on you. I don't care what you do. But to keep a child away, to do that, to be spiteful, is so wrong.
Right. And you remember that Laura Wasser, who was on the show a couple months ago, she's a well-known divorce attorney for the celebrities. She said, you know, guys, just give it up. Don't let your anger and your resentment against each other come in the way of fostering a good situation for the kids.
Justify any reason to make themselves feel good about it, that they're not doing that or they have a reason to feel that way. But at the end of the day, the child doesn't know any better. Mm-hmm. The child is going to listen to whatever the mom tells them. And as adults, you know, we should be telling children that they need to foster equal relationship or have just as good as a relationship with their father and mother.
That's right.
And now you two have a daughter of your own.
Yes. So now we
do. Jade Hansen.
Jade Hansen.
Cool name.
And what is that like? I mean, because this is something you have, Skylie, and she's what, 12 now?
12 now, yeah.
And Jade, and to have this family together.
It is a whirlwind.
Yeah. I'll say this. It's really awesome seeing Skylie and Jade, the way they interact. Skylie's so sweet and caring and loving toward her little sister. And I think a lot of that is just from being able to foster her dad, being able to have a great relationship with her.
Yeah.
And that in turn is able for, and you know, it's really, again, best interest of Skylie as well, making sure that she understands that she's front and center and just as equally important in our family as anyone else.
And I want to say to the guys out there who are fighting for custody, my dad did for a long time, and I loved my dad more than anything. And, you know, when he died, I felt like most of who I am today was because of my dad. Even though we were weekend kids, who I am, my work ethic, my integrity, everything comes from my dad. And life lessons came from my dad, even though I live with my mom 5 days a week or more sometimes. Mm-hmm. Even though I love my mom, you know, you can still be an incredible source of somebody that your child can learn from, even if it's 2 days a week. But if you do feel like you're the better parent or whatever, keep fighting. Yeah. And this is the only court. I mean, it really upsets me because I've seen a few people, friends, guys go through this trying to get their kids. The mother will come in and just the hearsay. Just BS about the person constantly. Uh-huh. There's no proof. There's no nothing. But they can do, I mean, from like horrible sexual abuse allegations to anything. And now you have to have this a monitor come and watch you. You
are
everything to those kids.
All you have to do.
I'm just saying, no, it's not. I'm just going to say.
I want to talk about something way more important.
Let me just finish my thing and then you can talk about everything more important. When I see this, it's very upsetting to me. So I'm glad you got your child. I don't know what happened with the mom or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I want, if people are listening out there, guys, don't give up.
Joselio Hansen is a prime example.
Yeah. Get a good legal team behind
you. How an NFL player can become an excellent golfer.
Oh,
that is what I wanted to get in there.
Yeah, you're not that bad either.
Oh, yes, I am. Yeah, Joselio and I golfed a few weeks ago, and it was my worst game of my life, but I'm really bad. Hopefully I can improve, but how did you become, I mean, this guy is a scratch golfer, and it's amazing.
Wow.
You know, obviously, all the getting beaten up in the NFL didn't affect the golf swing.
I mean, anything I jump into, I try to master.
Can I say something about him?
Yeah.
He is the most driven, persistent person I have ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
Like, he has to conquer everything that he starts doing, and that's why he can golf.
And that's a testament to his upbringing and the family. This is why family is so important. When you talk about being driven, anything that you are going to do, you're going to do the best. I mean, you're even going to buy or create a golf simulator in your own home
exactly.
so you can get better, which he did.
Are you going to join the tour? Is that your goal?
No.
Maybe I could.
I'm serious. Like, what's your goal? Like, are you going to do that?
No, I don't want to do anything too stressful. I want it to stay fun.
Yeah.
Fun for me. I mean, hang out with the kids.
And you know, and also golfing with him was a pleasure because he isn't that competitive. Like, he didn't, like, tackle me or anything like that when I made
good.
A bad shot.
That's good.
And he was nice enough on the golf course to sign a football for my son, little Hudson.
Yeah.
That was nice. We got to close it up. This has been fun. We've been visiting with the Hansons. Amani, thanks for all the great work you're doing, you know, building families. You're in Woodland Hills. It's Vorsmer Masterman. If anyone needs help with surrogacy or the like, reproduction law, talk to Amani and Joselio. You know, keep it up. Thanks for being here. Some great stories. You guys should come back and visit or, you know, come to my house. You're familiar with it. You may know where it is.
Thank you so much.
I still have the codes.
He's got the codes. Yeah. That we'll leave it at that. Thanks for listening to Gurvy's Law. We'll be here right here next week, same time, same station.
Same bat time.
Same bat station. Check. Have a great week.
This show furnished by Rowan, Gurvy, and Wynn.